This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Today in your health, allergies and adolescence. We'll get to that in a moment. First, let's hear about whooping cough, which is also known as pertussis. There's a current outbreak of this potentially deadly disease in the state of Washington. 2,000 cases have been reported this year. That's 12 times more than last year. And now their neighbor to the south, Oregon, is also reporting an upward surge in cases. NPR's Jane Greenhalgh has a close-up look at the resurgence of whooping cough.
My goal is to get through this report without coughing, because sadly I'm one of the 338 people who've contracted whooping cough in Oregon this year. Whooping cough is very contagious, and there's been an outbreak at my son Max's school. Now that I've tested positive, the doctor wants Max to get checked.
Hey there.
Hello,
hi.
This is Max.
Oh, hi, Max. Okay, come on in.
They told us to come to the isolation door in case.
We're hustled through the back door straight into an examining room. They don't want us spreading germs at the front desk. Pertussis can cause serious respiratory problems in infants younger than 6 months, so they're taking no chances.
Stick your tongue out and say,
Good. The treatment for pertussis is a 5-day course of antibiotics. These don't necessarily shorten the course of the illness, but they do kill the bacteria, so you can't spread it. Max has been coughing, so Dr. Smita Tomkoria wants to get him on treatment right away.
We will test him. We're also going to treat him just because of the exposure. Now, if we get the test result back and it's negative, he still needs to finish the 5 days, but he can go back to school before he finishes it.
Max has been vaccinated against pertussis, and he got a booster shot a couple of years ago. I was also vaccinated as a child, but that was many years ago, and my vaccine has obviously worn off. Health officials are now recommending that everyone over the age of 11 get a booster shot. Dr. Paul Cieslak is the medical director of the Oregon Immunization Program.
The booster isn't 100% effective. That said, we know from our data that you're much less likely to get sick if you've had the booster dose of vaccine.
In fact, most cases in Oregon this year are in people who've never been vaccinated. And once there's an outbreak, it spreads quickly.
One case in a susceptible group of people will typically cause, you know, many, many more cases, maybe 10 more cases, for example. So it's pretty contagious, probably because there's so much coughing going on and the bacterium is, you know, jumping out of your nose and throat with each cough.
Which is why it's important to get vaccinated, Cieslak says, to protect yourself from the disease and to stop spreading it to others. One of the problems is people don't often get diagnosed. For every case that's reported, Cieslak says there could be 5, 10, even 20 cases that don't.
What that means is that there's a lot of people walking around there with it, coughing, which is one of the reasons that we're so set on covering your cough, you know, cough into your sleeve, wash your hands frequently, just so you can not spread it to other people, even if you don't know you have it.
In adults, the giveaway whoop sound doesn't happen. That's only in young children whose airways are small. In adults, the cough is dry, hacking, and long-lasting. It's sometimes called the 100-day cough. So anyone with a persistent cough should get it checked.
All right, so this feels weird.
The test is a simple nasal swab.
I'm going to put this in your nose, and I've got to leave it there for a few seconds, and it doesn't feel very good, but try to bear with me. It'll be gone as soon as I stop, okay?
Okay, good. You did good.
Sadly for Max, despite the booster shot, his pertussis test is positive. He'll have to stay home until he's taken his 5 daily doses of azithromycin.
I don't want to miss school. School is important.
That's music to my ears, Max.
Yeah.
I'm Jane Greenhalgh in Portland, Oregon.